The term Mother Earth presents the environment as a feminine figure that nurtures and provides the conditions for life. While the term Mother Earth presents nature as something to be revered, the systems of patriarchy and capitalism also present nature as something to be exploited, conquered, controlled, owned, and penetrated. Ecofeminist theory, emerging in Western capitalist countries in the 1960s and 70s, argues that patriarchy oppresses women and nature in similar ways. In her Introduction to Ecofeminist Theory, Rosemary Tong captures this ecofeminist critique as follows, quote, "Whatever man may do to nature, he may also do to woman." Because patriarchy, the system in which power is concentrated among men, oppresses women and nature in similar ways, ecofeminists argue that theory and activism focused on ending patriarchy must also attend to men's oppression of the natural environment. Further, they argue that environmentalist theory and activism must take patriarchy seriously. In this lesson, I'll explain how ecofeminism differs from other environmentalist perspectives. Broadly, environmentalism emerged as a global social movement in the 1960s and has generally taken one of two forms. First, human-centered approaches to environmentalism, otherwise known as shallow ecology or light green environmentalism, focus on the need to protect the natural environment in order to protect human interests. Human-centered environmentalists focus on the ways in which environmental degradation is of human concern, because environmental degradation damages future generations, economic prosperity, health, and ways of life. If the natural environment suffers, then humans suffer. This approach is also called shallow ecology or light green environmentalism because human-centered environmentalists often accept that some exploitation of the natural world is inevitable in order to serve human needs. In contrast, the second type of environmentalism is earth-centric, also known as deep ecology or dark green environmentalism. Deep ecological perspectives view the natural world as inherently valuable and important, regardless of its capacity to provide for humans. Deep ecological perspectives reject naturism, the notion that humans are naturally superior to the natural world, including air, water, land, and non-human animals. Earth-centric thinkers use the language of humans and non-human animals to distinguish Homo sapiens from other species, emphasizing that Homo sapiens are, in fact, animals. This way of thinking challenges the human-nature dualism that views humans as separate from nature. Ecofeminists argue that both of these perspectives are flawed because they miss the fundamental point that it is not humans who try to dominate nature, but men. That is, the problem, according to ecofeminists, is not that Western culture is too human-centered. Rather, the problem is that it is male-centered. In her 1990 article, The Power and the Promise of Ecological Feminism, Karen Warren identifies three critiques fundamental to ecofeminist theory. First, ecofeminists critique hierarchical thinking that places higher value on some subjects over others. Ecofeminists also critique dualisms, which attempt to categorize the world according to binary opposites, such as man versus nature, man versus woman, mind versus body, nature versus nurture, and human versus animal. Ecofeminists argue that there is a relationship between hierarchical thinking and dualisms. That is, in these dualisms, one is privileged over the other. For example, Man is more powerful, more intelligent than woman. Human is more powerful and more intelligent than nature. And human is more intelligent than animal. In these formulations, man is associated with reason, whereas woman is associated with emotion and nature. Third, ecofeminists critique logics of domination, which attempt to explain or justify any form of subordination. So ecofeminist thought is also a critique of Enlightenment thinking, which privileges reason over emotion and mind over body. On the basis that women were deemed incapable of reason, they were excluded from the fields of education, politics, and law until the late 19th and early 20th century in much of the West. Enlightenment thinking assumes that a woman's natural place is in the home, bearing and raising children. Ecofeminists critique the logic of domination, which, in Karen J. Warren's words, quote, has functioned historically within patriarchy to sustain and justify the twin dominations of woman and nature. Because patriarchy oppresses both women and nature, ecofeminists argue that feminist theory and politics must also incorporate a project to end naturism. Further, ecofeminists argue that environmentalism must incorporate a critique of patriarchy. Ecofeminists argue that their perspective stems from a uniquely feminist ethic of care about the natural world, as opposed to viewing nature as something to be conquered and consumed. A feminist ethic of care encourages a loving approach to nature. Ecofeminists agree that patriarchy associates women with nature, but there's debate among ecofeminists among the extent to which women should embrace or reject this association. Do women's capacities for childbearing make them closer to the natural world? Are all women closer to nature? If so, should women embrace this connection to nature? If women were to embrace their supposed natural roles, could this do potential harm to women, trapping them in their biology? Or is it possible to affirm the woman-nature connection as a source of power? These are some questions that ecofeminists debate and questions that you can reflect upon as you study ecofeminisms in this module.